Hello, my darlings, and welcome to Our Sacred Universe, a podcast where we meditate together. Today, we're going to do a chakra alignment and activation meditation. I find that meditations like this are some of the best meditations in order to bring ourselves into our most optimal energetic state. They can be very effective as a tool, as a quick pick-me-up, to help set us up for a better day and a much better week. And so today I'm going to be offering just one such exercise that you can do as frequently as you'd like. Now, before we get started, if you would like to dive a little bit deeper with me, if you would like to keep learning from me, the next best thing after this podcast is reading my book, 72 Keys to Manifestation, or An Ancient Path of a Modern Day Alchemist. That book will help you deepen your spiritual practice, will also help you align with the things that you want in life through energy work. If you are enjoying the meditations, then you probably would most enjoy the audio format of the book available through Audible, because it does have a lot of guided meditations. So I wholeheartedly invite you to check it out. On that note, my darlings, we are ready to get into our chakra activation meditation. Allow yourself to settle in into your body. Lie down or grab a comfortable seated position. Close your eyes. Allow yourself to relax and let go of any thoughts. All of your important thoughts are still going to be here when you're done with your meditative experience, with your journey. Allow yourself to take a deep breath into your root chakra, the very base of your spine, expanding that center, energy center of your body. And as you exhale, imagine exhaling through the crown center, expanding that part of your body. Let's do this again. You're inhaling at the root, and then you're exhaling from the crown at the very top of your head. Let's do it one last time. Inhaling at the root, releasing the air through the crown. If you're getting a slight tingling sensation, that is completely normal. If you're not, that is also okay. Do not worry. Now I'd like you to imagine that you are lying on a plush, verdant grass in a magical meadow. The sun is shining brightly, but it's the morning, so it's not hot yet. Your hands and your feet are touching the velvety grass, and you feel really, really good just lying here in this magical meadow. This meadow helps align all of your energies to your perfect blueprint. It is very intuitive. It knows exactly what you need, exactly what you're missing. And even as you're going through this journey, it will automatically remove any distortions from your auric field and tune up and down certain energies in your body according to your golden blueprint. So allow yourself to trust this meadow. You are in good hands. We're going to start our chakra alignment at the very root, the very base of your spine, with your red center, red energy center, your root chakra. Imagine that root chakra as a red sea of energy. Notice how the water in the sea is very calm. It's dormant. It's sleeping. But now that you're starting to pay attention to it, it is coming alive and you're starting to see ripples on its surface and then larger waves. And so this water is starting to breathe, starting to become active. Now, notice how there is an object that is hovering right above your body. And this particular object is a red poppy flower. Notice how this red poppy flower is hovering over your root chakra until it drops straight into the waters of your Red Sea, the Red Sea of your root center. And as this poppy flower drops into the waters of this sea and sinks into the depth of these waters, notice how those waters are really coming alive now, and how this flower is starting to create a true vortex inside of your red energy center, moving massive amounts of energy clockwise, creating a rotation where there was none before, waking this aspect of your energy body up with a mighty, mighty force. And now I would like you to move up your spine towards your sacral energy center. Your sacral energy center has a color orange. I want you to notice how there is an orange sea or an orange ocean in your lower abdomen area. And at first, this ocean is very calm, cool, and collected. But as you are starting to notice it, you are starting to see the little ripples and the little waves on the surface of this ocean. Your sacral center is starting to come alive. And now I want you to notice how there is an object that is hovering above your sacral center. And this object looks like an orange moon. Whether that is a new moon, a full moon, waxing or waning, doesn't really matter. Whatever you are seeing, whatever you are perceiving is the right moon for you. As long as it's orange. The bright orange color, like an orange juice. So imagine this orange moon dropping straight into the ocean of your sacral energy center. And as it drops, it is creating a true stirring inside of these deep waters. It is starting to really bring this energy alive. And it's creating a vortex rotation in your sacral energy center, moving the waters clockwise, activating everything in this energy center. And as this movement is created, I want you to notice how this ocean is becoming cleansed, how all of the darkness is removed from this part of your body, and the water is becoming pristine and most vibrant orange you can imagine. And now let's move up one chakra, going into the solar plexus, into the middle of your belly. This ocean is yellow. Notice how the waters in your yellow ocean are starting to gently come alive, creating little ripples on the surface of the ocean. And as you are shifting your attention to a little object hovering above your body as you're laying in this meadow, what you would notice is a yellow sun hovering right above your body. Mini sun, if you will. But it is glowing like a real sun. It is just as potent as the sun that you see in the sky, just its mini version. And so notice how this mini sun version drops into your solar plexus ocean. And as it begins to sink in and go deeper into these waters, they're starting to come alive. They're starting to really move around, shift, transform. And watch as a yellow vortex of energy moving clockwise is being created. And how all of the darkness is leaving the side of your body, this part of your body. And only light remains, only yellow, beautiful, canary yellow light remains. And now we are moving one chakra up to the heart center. Notice how your heart center is an ocean of green energies. And this ocean is starting to softly come alive, ripple by ripple, wave by wave, as you are exploring this part of your body. And as you are starting to interact with these energies, you notice another object that hovers right above this part of your body. And this object is a mighty oak tree with emerald leaves, emerald foliage. And I want you to imagine how this oak tree is being dropped right in the middle of your green emerald ocean. And as this oak tree is starting to sink deeper, it's creating a stirring in your heart space. It's creating life where life was not present before. It is starting to create movement inside of this mighty ocean. Notice how an emerald vortex emerges as part of this sea or this ocean. And it's starting to rotate clockwise, removing any darkness, dirt, and debris from this part of your body, releasing all of the negativity, any and all stuck emotions, anything that is suboptimal, anything that may be causing you hurt or pain or suffering. Allow this part of your body to be cleansed through this vortex. And let us move on to the next chakra. Chakra that is located in your neck, your throat chakra. And this ocean is deep blue. As you're shifting your focus to this deep blue ocean located in the middle of your neck, allow yourself to start waking this mighty ocean up. It's starting to come alive, stirring softly. You're noticing the little ripples and the little waves at the very, very top of this ocean, and it's just oh so beautiful. And now I'd like for you to imagine that there is a 5-pointed blue star that hovers right above your neck area. A 5-pointed blue star. It's deep blue. And that is exactly the medicine that your throat chakra needs to come alive and do the deep cleanse, do the deep reset. Imagine this 5-pointed blue star dropping into the ocean of your throat and starting to sink and become submerged under the blue waters. And as it does, it is beginning to rotate this entire ocean clockwise, releasing some deep set trauma, some karmic knots, darkness and negativity that lives in this part of your body. We're not going to leave any stone unturned. Allow any and all negativity to leave this beautiful ocean of yours right now. Notice how the vortex is becoming bigger and bigger, and its rotation is accelerating, removing any and all darkness, grayness from this part of your body. Allow the stirring of this ocean to keep going until it feels good, until you feel that this healing is complete and only beautiful blue energies remain, only the most pristine energies remain. Now we are moving up to the area of your third eye, located between your eyebrows and the middle of your forehead. Slightly receded into your skull, and this area is violet. There is a violet ocean that is dwelling in here. Very cool, calm, serene waters. But these serene waters are seeking to be nurtured. They're missing a particular facet of energy, something that could be very healing to them. I want you to imagine how a violet lotus flower is starting to hover over this violet ocean. And notice how the violet ocean is starting to magnetize this lotus flower straight into its depths. And so the lotus flower is starting to become submerged under this violet purple waters, and first gently and then faster and faster it's starting to rotate these waters clockwise, creating a vortex of living and breathing energy, making this whole ocean come alive, leave back its dormant state of slumber, and starting to shift the energies in this ocean, removing all of the darkness, anything that was stuck or distorted in this area of your body before, removing any alien objects that should not be there, any nets, any chains, any random objects, some broken shards and pieces that are not meant to be there. Removing all of these objects from this part of your body so that you can better see, so you can better perceive, so that you could have access to expanded perception and clairvoyance. Allow this part of your body, this ocean, to keep rotating, so that this deep cleaning, this deep healing work can come to its logical conclusion. And now I would like for you to move up a notch to your seventh energy center, the crown. This ocean is white, diamond-esque white, glimmering, glowing, starting to softly stir under your gaze, coming alive gently but surely. And above this ocean, there is a large freshwater pearl. This pearl is beautiful, and it's huge. And I want you to notice how this large, beautiful pearl is dropping straight in the mid of the ocean of your crown chakra. And as it starts to to softly sink into the depth of this ocean. The water is coming alive. It's starting to stir and rotate like a vortex in a clockwise direction. Faster and faster, traveling as fast as the speed of light. And as it does, as it is rotating, notice how all of the darkness is leaving this part of your body, how none of the darkness can stay in this area of your body because of how quick the energy movement is. The speed is just sweeping away any and all darkness, any and all negativity out of your auric field and out of your body and out of your universe. Allow this deep cleanse to happen. You can go faster if that feels good, or just keep at this pace, allowing for a full recalibration of the white waters of your crown center, for a full alignment of this energy center with who you are in your higher aspects, with your higher self, your spirit guide team, and source consciousness. And now I want you to imagine how all of your seven chakras are starting to light up into one pillar of light, stretching from your root to your crown. And I would like for you to imagine how the energy is starting to rise from the very base of your spine, going chakra by chakra to culminate at the very top. So feel the energy rising from the root. And you can imagine all of this energy is white. Don't worry about the colors now. Starting at the root, going up to the sacral, up to the solar plexus, up to the heart, up to the throat, the third eye, crown, and then exploding in your head like a waterfall. And just falling down over your body and then entering the soles of your feet again and then coming back up through your knees and thighs and returning back to your root. So allow the energy to keep coursing up, up, up until it goes up through your crown, then returning back into the soles of your feet to start this loop again. Now, your chakras are fully activated, fully charged, and fully aligned to their perfect blueprint. Nothing is missing in your etheric alignment. You are full, you are whole, and you are complete. Whenever you're ready, you may start to slowly come back by wiggling your toes, slightly moving your torso, your fingers. Wiggling your nose or wrinkling your nose, if that feels good. You may be called to stretch it out a little bit when you open your eyes. That is completely normal. You have been on a beautiful journey and you've done so good. You are glowing. I'm so proud of you. It's beautiful to witness. I hope that you enjoyed this alignment meditation. If you have a friend that you think may benefit from it, please do share. This is really good karma, by the way. And thank you so much for being on this journey with me, my dear one. I will see you in the next one. Goodbye.